Blog Talk Radio.
Friday morning for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website, www.lalisajwilliams.com. Or for free coaching sessions just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to Monday. Happy, happy, happy Monday. You know, that's a wonderful thing when you can wake up on a Monday and be joyful. That in and of itself is worth its weight in gold. I tell you, just a year ago, that was not the case for me. I mean, yes, wow, I'm always typically joyful and happy each and every day. But, you know, that old Monday, as they say, not always, doesn't always get it. But you know what? It's a new day. God is doing a new thing. And we're right here to watch it happen. We want to watch it happen. We want to make it happen. You know, I tell you, God is just doing awesome, awesome, awesome things. And we have so much exciting information, exciting news to share with you. Wow, wow, wow. Where do we start? Well, first, let me just start by saying good morning to those of you who are tuned in to the Coach Lalisa Show in the morning. We certainly welcome and appreciate you stopping by on your way to wherever you're going to get that morning motivation. Wake up, wake up, wake up. You can do it. This is going to be your day. You know why? Because this is a day like no other day. You've never seen this day before. Think about that for a second. Just think about that for a moment. You've never, ever seen this day before. You don't even have a clue as to, you don't even have a clue as to what you're about to do, what is about to happen for your day. Talk about motivation. Talk about motivation in the morning. How do you get I'm motivated. I'm motivated. I don't know about y'all, but I am motivated. And what motivates me? See, that's the key. You know, because we hear all this talk about our children and how do we motivate them. Parents want to know, how do we motivate our children? Some parents know. Now, you know how I am, y'all. You know what? You know I do not like to keep secrets. Those of you who know me, you know that. You know, I just laugh at God. I was like, God, boy, oh boy. You know, I was like, you know, when he's told, when Jesus was going around healing people, and he told a few of them, now don't tell anyone who did this. They couldn't wait to go back and tell everybody, I met a man, I saw this man did it. And, you know, that's how I would have been, because I just love sharing information. So I'm going to tell you some great things, and, you know, some people don't, they know how to motivate themselves, but they won't share it with anyone. I'm going to tell you how I get, what motivates me. I'm going to tell you, so stay tuned, don't go away. And don't forget, we have a few commercials that we have to do. We just picked up a new commercial last Friday, and as soon as we get the commercial ad, get it ready, you will hear that commercial. And again, if you would like to advertise on the show, please, please, please inbox me on Facebook or send an email to info@lolisajwilliams.com, and we will have someone handle that and put together a really nice commercial for you to advertise your business. This is the era of advertisement. Yes, advertisement looks different because of all the technology and all the innovations. So advertisement doesn't always happen on your television screen. But there are so many other ways to advertise. And one of those ways, out of all the different ways, whether it's YouTube, whether you advertise in a magazine or a book or on the bottom of your shoe for that matter, you know, then when you go kneel to pray, people can read it. Well, I know, right, I just gave a great idea to somebody. But here's the thing. No matter how you advertise, how you decide to do it, one of the ways to do it is through radio ads. And that hasn't gone away. That's still in play. So please, please, please do that. Now, don't forget, Tuesdays, we always have our co-host, who hosts the show with me on Tuesdays, Terry Benjamin. Awesome, phenomenal author, professor, playwright, college administrator, you name it, husband, father, grandfather. You know, he's doing a lot of things. A movie maker. Now he's a publisher. He owns his own publishing company, Terry Benjamin. He's here with us each and every Tuesday. His topic is healthy aging and lifelong learning. So, you know, I remember we had our wealth strategy symposium back in 07 and 08, and our keynote speaker was Dr. Dennis Kimbrough. And Dr. Dennis Kimbrough, prior to him coming on the show, prior to him coming to New Jersey to be our keynote speaker at our Wealth Strategy Symposium, I had him on the radio. He was a guest on my radio program. And we were talking about why some people are not able to get the wealth that they desire in their lives. And, you know, he gives you these nine things that make the great great, and because he went around and he interviewed a bunch of them, and you know he wrote the book Think and Grow Rich: A Black Choice, which was initially written by Napoleon Hill, but then Dr. Dennis Kimbrough was commissioned to write it from a black perspective. And so he talks about how in his book and in his speeches he says that in terms of lifelong learning, he says, yeah, Lalisa, because people don't go to school for one period in your life, you know, eighth grade, you know, grammar school, high school, or college, and you're done. He's like, no, you go to school for the rest of your life. Every day of your life you're in school. So every day we're learning. And if we think of it like that, we will grasp the concept of lifelong learning. And if we grasp the concept of lifelong learning, we'll probably live a lot longer. You know, it's something about the body and the mind that when working together, you know, in terms of lifelong learning, motivation, being productive, taking care of our health. When we put all these things together, it really does create a healthy, you know, healthy living, aging and healthy living. So make sure you tune back in tomorrow on Tuesday for that show, and then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We have other topics lined up for you. Today is marvelous, marvelous, marvelous Monday. Monday is a great day to, you know, you've had the weekend. It's a great day to start your week off with something very positive, and very affirming, very affirming. You know, you should have affirmations for each and every day of your life, and you can say those affirmations every day. So I've adopted 5 affirmations, and I don't know if I shared these with you before, but I'm going to share them with you now. And you want to affirm yourself. You know, it's nothing like that positive, natural affirmation. Now, yes, I'm here to support you and to also to affirm you, but you want to affirm yourself each and every day. So, again, we welcome you to the Coach Lalisa Show. We are totally, totally doing a new thing with our coaching show. As you, some of you do know me, some of you don't know, I am taking things into, taking matters into my own hands, I should say. And we're going to be working with several key people on our TV show. We're going to be working on our radio, on more radio programs. Also working on the TV show. Good morning to Mr. Herb, who we're going to be doing some work with him, and others. And I want to give a special shout out to my coach, by the way. Yes, I'm a coach, but I have a coach. So hopefully you have a coach. If not, we don't have a commercial for that yet, but I can tell you, well, we have a, well, we actually do, but we don't. But we'll tell you more about that later. So good morning to my awesome and beautiful coach, Miss Cassandra Johnson. If you're listening, good morning. I hope you're listening. I know you're very busy, and she is, oh my God, she is awesome, awesome, awesome. I love this woman, and I just met her not that long ago, and she's been my coach for several months, but we got a chance to meet face-to-face. She lives in Atlanta, and so I can't wait to go back to Atlanta, but I can't wait for you to meet her as well, and you will. I'm going to be setting up some meetings. She is the vice president of her own business, and so we're excited about that, and you're going to get to find out more about that for those of you who tune in. Tune in tomorrow for our first life makeover party. But back to these affirmations, you want to affirm yourself each and every day. So you, the first affirmation, I love this one. You say to yourself, I am intelligent. Say that. I am intelligent. You are intelligent. Say it like you mean it. You can do it. I know you can. It's not that hard. And but you, and you know what? You may think, well, I'm not that intelligent, or I don't feel that smart. Well, I'm not talking about smart right now, for instance. I'm just talking about just straight intelligence. You are intelligent. Now, I'll give you reasons why you're intelligent. But let me just first get these 5 affirmations that we have been saying, and it's been changing my life. It's been changing my life ever since we started saying these about 2 months ago. I've been doing this on a regular basis with all the women's groups that I deal with. And right now that's 2, and I'm working on a third group of women that I'll be working with, and then we're going to be working with a 4th group. Now, I don't know why I love groups of women. Maybe because I was born 1 of 7 children. And it was in my household. We had a natural group because it was, you know, my grandmother, my mother. We had 5 girls, so that was 7 women that I was with almost every single day of my life. And because my sister, well, my one sister's older than me, the other ones are just a few years younger, so every day there was always 7, and my grandmother lived to be 80-something, and she lived with us. So she lived to be 86, and so there were always 7 women in our house, okay? And then all of my sisters, well, most of us had girlfriends, and so they all came over to the house. So, you know, we always had a lot of women, and my mother was like, the queen of friends. So my mother always had her friends over. She was always giving a party. That's what I remember growing up. You know, my mother having parties. And so anyway, well, there you have it. You know, sometimes we look at our lives and wonder how we got this way. Well, I dare say if you look back at your parents, you might figure it out. If you ever wonder how you got a certain way, well, just look back and see what your parents were like, and more than likely, you know that's where you got it from. And as the old folks would say, you got it honestly. So don't worry about it, you know. We'll work on what we can work on. We'll change what we need to change, but we'll keep what we would love to stay the same. The friendly part, having girlfriends, having the parties, I got that honestly from my mom, and that's something I don't want to change. Now, number two, tell yourself, I am beautiful. Oh, my God, you are so beautiful. Look in the mirror right now. Look how beautiful you are. And again, if you don't feel beautiful, you know, you don't worry. I'm going to help you feel beautiful in just a minute. Don't go away. So, number one, I'm intelligent. Number two, I am beautiful. Number three, you got to say to yourself, you know what? I am confident. I am a confident person. And have confidence in yourself. Have confidence in the abilities that God has given you. Have confidence in the skills that you have learned and developed over your lifetime. Have confidence in that. If you are a writer, have confidence in your writing. If you're a singer, have confidence in your singer. If you're a math teacher, have confidence in your math teaching. If you're an English teacher, have confidence in your English teaching. If you're a school principal, have confidence in being a principal. Know that you have the skill set to lead that organization that you're with. Confidence. You have confidence. It, you know, it's simple. You just tell yourself, I'm confident. and don't be a wimp. That's all. Don't be fearful. So we're going to talk about overcoming fear and overcoming setbacks, overcoming our weaknesses in another show. And believe me, it's coming. Don't go away. Now, so what's the first one? I am intelligent. Number two, I am beautiful. Number three, I am confident. Now, here's the fourth one, and this is one of my favorites. I am powerful. Say that. I am powerful. You are so powerful. Powerful beyond measure. Beyond measure. Unlimited power resides within you. The power within you is unlimited. It's without limit. The only limit to your power is you. You're the only limit to your power. And before I give you this fifth one, don't go away. Don't go away. You got to hear the fifth one. Don't go away. But I need to take a commercial break. We got to listen to this commercial, and we'll be right back.
Do you like to shop? Well, come out on Friday, November 25th, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for the Vendor Expo. You will get an opportunity to purchase right from local vendors in your area. Get those special items for that special someone or for your family members for this holiday season. This Vendors Expo is the first of its kind here in Newark, New Jersey. The event is hosted by Sister to Sister and Sisters in the Spirit. For more information, contact Angela Vett at 973-573-2494 or Lil Lisa at 908-432-1853.
Okay, we're back. So thank you for staying tuned through that commercial. Check us out. We will be at the Marriott Courtyard. We're going to be having a ball. Tell all your friends, come and shop with the local vendors. I promise you, you're going to get the best deals in town. And you will still have enough money left over to go to whatever mall you so desire. but come out and support. Because, you know, we small business women, we are on the move. And there will be some small business men there as well. We are taking it to another level, and it's time to take it for yourself. And with that being said, let me give you the fifth daily affirmation. This is powerful, y'all, I'm telling you. The fifth daily affirmation. This is every day you need to say this to yourself. Number five, I can take control of my own destiny. I can take control of my own destiny. Now, we say can because will you? So we don't know if you will. So if I say I will, but will you? See, as if you will, then say it. Then I will take control of my own destiny. You're in control of this thing. Guess what? Yes, God created you. But guess what? He gave you the power, the ability, the tools, the skills, the talents to take it to a higher level each and every day. Each and every day. And you say, like, go back to the first one. Am I really intelligent? How am I intelligent? Because He created you an intelligent being. You were created intelligent. Regardless of what you think or regardless of how you feel, you were created intelligent. He created you. He says you are fearfully and wonderfully made. You were made this way. There's nothing you can do about it. It's not about what happened to you when you were 5 and 4 and 12 and 15 and 21 and 45 or in 65 for that matter. It is about how He created you. He created you something special. He created you unique. So you are unique. You see, that's another one. You are unique regardless. There is, it doesn't matter what you say or what you do, there is not another you. There is only one you. There's no one else like you. No one else. There may be someone who looks like you, because, you know, people will see people and say, oh, wow, you must have a twin. You know, they found someone, and you may have a twin. You may have a twin. And that's one of the beauties, I think, of watching the TV show Tia and Tamara, because, wow, they are as different as night and day. And I think that's one of the things that they try to convey in their TV show, is that they look how different they are. They look just alike. It took me the longest time to tell them apart. And even though they wear their hair different, I still can't tell them apart. Now I know that one has a child and one just got married. And if you put them with their husbands, I'll know that, okay, this is the one who's married to a white guy and this is the one married to a black guy. I'll know that. But other than that, I can't look at them and tell the difference. But they're different. They're totally different, totally different mindsets. It's amazing to watch them. They do things alike, but they're not the same. And therefore, you are not the same with anyone. You are uniquely different. And God made you that way on purpose. And I love that. You know, He doesn't make any mistakes. You know, that's the beautiful thing. Aren't you glad you were made by someone who cannot make a mistake? I just think that is so, so cool. That's like so together. You know, God is so all together, right? You cannot, it is not possible for you to be a mistake. Now, also, don't forget, you know, for those of you who don't understand why I do the things that I do, just stay tuned. You will see, I'm giving you an up-close and personal look at how you can change your life, how you can go from nothing, absolutely flat-out nothing, to something. I'm giving you an up-close personal look at that, how it can be done, and I'm here to then give you the steps on how to get it done, how you can do this for your own life or for someone's life that you may know. It could be your mother. You know, I have people who come to me, they want to help their mother. Because some, you know, a lot of people have children very young over the past 20 years. Over the past 20 years, a lot of people had their children very young, and therefore their children are at an age where they're almost helping the parents as much as 50 years ago when it was the parents always helping the children at a certain, and when once you got to that certain level in the generations. But things are turning. So you may be helping your parent. You know, a lot of parents in the past 20 years, or should I say 30 years, since 1980. Since 1980. Yeah, so that's 30 years. Almost 32 years, y'all. There's been a lot of devastation where it's now the children who are, you know, almost between the ages of, say, 25 and 30, who are needing to help their parents, and their parents, some of them are about my age. They're like 55, they're 60, or they're 45, between 45 and 60. You know, because since the 1980s, you know, across the country, the United States, we had a very debilitating thing happening with drugs. And a lot of people got hooked on cocaine, and then they began to develop cocaine into crack cocaine. And that really devastated a lot more people. And some of these individuals are just now coming out of that addiction. They're just now coming out of that addiction. And they, more than anyone else, needs a life makeover party. You know, the commercial we invited you to, well, we're going to invite you in just a moment. We have a commercial for the life makeover party. And so don't go away. Stay tuned. But these individuals, there are a lot of people who need a life makeover, y'all. And so, well, we want you to be able to get the help for this. So people are helping their parents. Some people are helping their children. Some people are helping, their neighbor, a coworker. There's just a lot of need, you know, going on. So we are, you know, we're going to be helping a lot of people. And I want to thank some of my new friends, Debbie Tinton. Hey, good morning, Debbie. Debbie, yes, there's going to be a motivation call, inspiration call in the morning. Now, it's not this. This is our Coach Lalisa show. This is actually our coaching program, our life coaching and coaching morning motivation show that we do each and every morning. But let me tell you more about the inspiration call. That's a straight call to inspire people. And we're going to tell you how to get on that call in just a moment. Now, wow, what else is going on? I tell you, there's so much going on. I just can't keep it all to myself, like I said before. It's a lot going on, and you want to get on board. You want to be able to keep up. So that's morning inspiration coming to you, and I'm going to get you that number. I'm trying to get to the events page so I can get that phone number and get that to you and announce it. Ah, there it is. Announce it right here. And I see so far we have a couple of people said they're coming. Cynthia, Minister Pat is coming. Awesome. And we're going to be doing more teaching on how you can take, number five of our daily five affirmations. We want you to be able to do number five with power and with ease, and we want you to really, really know how to do it. We want you to be able to do it very, very correctly. I'm telling you, it's time to go to another level, an absolute level where you want to enjoy your life, a level where, and, you know, it's not going to be, you know, I can't say it won't be easy. It may be easier for some people than for others. And no matter what, it is going to be worth it. You see, when things are worth it, you know, that is the key. And when things are worth it, that is the key. Now, at 8 o'clock today, we are going to have this call where you will be able to call in, where you will be able to get a number. You're going to get the number, and I'll give you the number, you know, toward the last segment of the show and give you the number, and you will be able to call in. I'm telling you, it is going to be awesome, awesome, awesome. I can't wait. I can't wait. Great, 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 great things are coming. Now, for those of you who have a business, if you have a business, particularly a small business, or if you are a, you have, now, for those of you who are part of our Compass team, we definitely, definitely thank you, thank you, thank you for joining our team. We are taking our team to another level. We're taking our team to another level. So get ready, get ready to get ready. I know somebody thought we were out of it, but guess what? We are not out of it. We are just getting on board here. We are just getting on track. And it is going to be the bomb. It's going to be the bomb. So what I want you to do is I want you to really get those affirmations in your spirit. Get them down, down deep so that you don't forget them. Wake up. This is what I've done over the past 2 months, is to repeat those affirmations, okay? You've got to repeat those affirmations each and every day, okay? Each and every day, starting with today. So you've already said them today. We've said them together. And you're going to repeat them, okay? You're going to get on the inspiration call because, it's, you know, yes, it's inspiration for individuals who are taking their life into their own hands, but it may just be inspiration for anyone who just wants to live, you know, to live fuller. If you have a Compass business, right, definitely you want to take your life. I'm telling you, I'm so excited. Now, I thought I was excited with the body magic. I haven't seen, well, I already knew I was going to be excited about Compass because I was already, you know, calling myself a coach and had done some research, had taken a coaching course while I was working on my PhD. I didn't get it yet. I'm still working. And I kept saying, God, how am I going to finish this PhD? It is so hard to finish. It was easy to start. I'm going to tell you the truth. It wasn't hard to start that PhD for me because it was a routine that I had done 3 times before. You go to the college, you get an application, you fill it out. You apply for financial aid unless you're going to pay out of pocket. You apply for financial aid, you apply for FAFSA. You write a letter of why you want to go to college, get some recommendations from some college professors or professional people, and submit it, and wait about a week, and you're in. You're enrolled for some classes, and you take the classes, do the homework assignments, do the assignments, and you take a test, pass, and move to the next class. So that part, all that was easy. So I did that, like, for 3 years, and then, oh, my God, I got down to this last bit, and my mother passed away, and that didn't help much because then I kind of got in this, like, little slump, like, well, you know, it doesn't really matter. You know, my mom's not here to see me, that kind of thing. And then, okay, the Lord had to show me, okay, you weren't doing that for her, Lalisa. It wasn't for your mother, all right? Yes, you wanted to make her proud, and yes, you wanted her to be able to say that, you know, because my mother encouraged education. Man, when I was a kid, you know, did your mother encourage education? Well, my mother did, and it was in a funny sort of way, I guess you could say, but the way she encouraged it with me was through the belt, through the ironing cord, because I remember every school year getting beat because I wasn't doing well in school. Now, for a long time, I thought, that was horrible, Mom, that was just horrible. But now I come to realize that it did make me, if nothing else, it made me know that to my mother, education was important and it was worth getting a beating over, you know. She didn't beat you over a lot of different things, but one thing that she would beat you over is that you got poor grades. And I used to wonder why my other two sisters didn't get beat as bad as I did. Well, that's because they were doing well in school. It never, you know, when I was a kid, I just thought I was the ugliest or that I was the dark-skinned one, and I thought all of these other reasons why I was getting beat, and it never dawned on me because I wasn't doing well in school. So, you know, but now I understand, and so, you know, education is very important to me. And in terms of, you know, just valuing it, I didn't value it then. I dropped out of high school. Education had no value to me until 1980, 1990, when I decided to go back to school at Essex County College. And I took my first class toward an associate degree. So that's when education became ultra valuable. So anyway, I'm finishing up this PhD thing, but I took a course in coaching, life coaching, and I thought, and that was probably in, I think I took the course maybe in 06. Yeah, probably 06 I took this course. So I was in love with coaching before that because my sister had told me about life coaching. At the time, she was working with American Airlines, and somewhere around 2003, she had gone to a coaching session, leadership session on her job, and they brought this high-paid coach there to do a workshop with them. And she called me up the next day and says, "Oh, Lalisa, you know, you really need to look into this coaching. I met this woman, and, you know, it's a lot of the things that you do, and I know you like this, and you would love this, you know. When you got a sister like that, man, you got a gem, okay? When you got someone who would take time out of their busy schedule to call you up and say, 'Hey, I found something, and I know you would love it,' now you know you got somebody in your corner, right?" Well, I'm blessed that that person happens to be my natural sister, Beverly. Some of you know her from the Sisters in the Spirit radio ministry, Beverly K. Carter. And some of you know her from workshops that I put together here, and she'll come in and help me do them. Awesome, awesome. But she called me up and said, "You're going to love it." So she sent me to the woman's site and gave me some information that the woman had shared with them. And she says, "I know you can do this, Lalisa." So I began to do it. And then in 2004, I was able to offer my first coaching session to the women in Cleveland, Ohio. And then in 2005, I had gotten an opportunity to speak at Black Employees Day at Procter & Gamble in Cincinnati, Ohio, and I talked about being a life coach, and one of the women that was in the session said, "I have a friend who really needs a coach," and I was only in Cincinnati for that weekend for the event, so she says, "I'm going to call her." So the friend called me like that same day. I met the friend at my hotel, and I did my first live one-on-one coaching session. I had to, you know, get all my paperwork ready and contract and all that stuff. So I had to make everything up and, you know, create documents and create intake forms, and it was a lot of work. But I did it, and I coached her and sent her a bill. We did everything mostly online because she lives in Cincinnati, Ohio. I gave her a book to read, and I told her that we were going to follow some of the steps in the book, and we, you know, that's how I did my very first coaching session in 2005. And so, you know, it's been, some of the tools that I got from the course I took had some coaching tools and coaching assignments and things like that. But it wasn't until 2009, 4 years later, that I meet Compass. And I just fell in love with Compass because of what I was already doing. So nobody has to convince me about Compass. But it's a great company, and I'm just so excited. I guess you can tell, right? I didn't plan to come on today and talk about Compass, but you know what? It's like, I so get it. I so get it. But here's the thing. Now, if you are in the New Jersey area and you would love to attend one of our life coaching parties, life makeover parties, please, please do not hesitate, okay? All you have to do is show up tomorrow. As a matter of fact, I think the commercial can say it better than I can. So I want you to stay tuned for a moment and listen to this commercial about the life
makeover. Does your life need a makeover? Well, don't miss the very first makeover party happening Tuesday, November the 15th at the Marriott Courtyard located on Route 1 and 9 South in Newark, New Jersey. That's 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. The admission is absolutely free. Talk about party. Come on, ladies. I know you like to party. I know you like to have fun. Well, how about this? You can have fun while getting your personal development style on all at the same time. So don't forget to come out date, November the 15th, 7 p.m., to the Marriott Courtyard on Route 1 and 9 South. The Marriott Courtyard is the official sponsor for this event. So please come out. We will be there. We will show you how to make your life over at the Verge Life Makeover Party. Your host, Coach Lalisa, will be there. Come out and network with other powerful and dynamic women who are truly, truly on the move. There will be refreshments. You will have lots of fun. And if you bring a friend with you, there will be a special gift waiting just for you. So come out November the 15th, that's Tuesday, at 7 p.m. at the Marriott Courtyard, located in Newark, New Jersey, on Route 1 and 9 South. For more information, log on to www.lalisajwilliams.com or call area code 908-432-1853. We'll see you at the Life Makeover Party.
All right. So, you are getting ready for the Life Makeover Party. Do not miss it. It is going to be an awesome party. I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it. Okay. I'm looking forward to the Life Makeover Party. I hope you're looking forward to it. What else can I say? I mean, I'm just so incredibly excited about it. Now, you know, Facebook, I'm telling you, Facebook is an interesting tool to have and to use, okay? But you got to be careful, you know, and especially when you're resharing things, especially pictures. Oh, my God. You got to be careful, y'all, because, you know, make sure you... Make sure you look through everything. So, all right. So, are you ready? Are you ready to take your life to another level? Are you ready to get really, truly motivated? Are you ready to get motivated and stay motivated? Right. Because, see, some people can get motivated, like they're motivated today, but then all of a sudden, you know, things kind of go another way. You want to get motivated. You want to get motivated to write that book. You want to get motivated to start that business. You want to get motivated to improve your stream of income. You know, I'm so glad that I was taught through my sister, by Bishop T.D. Jakes. We were taught the various that, you know, you should have at least five streams of income, you know, coming in to your life. Just like the Garden of Eden, there were four other streams of bodies of water coming in to replenish and to nourish the land. We too should have income coming in that's going to nourish our land, nourish our goals and our dreams. How are you going to birth your dreams and your goals if you don't do that, okay? If you don't do that. And I know initially we were going to talk about waking up that sleeping giant within you, but we are going to do it. We are going to do it tomorrow. We are going to, not tomorrow, but Wednesday. We'll save that for Wednesday. But today I'm so excited because I got so off track for today, but we're going to talk about that on Wednesday. Waking up your sleeping giant on the Coach Lalisa show. You have a giant within you. And I, even though I didn't give you the steps for waking that giant up, but some of you, that giant has already began to wake. And, you know, because we've talked about your five daily affirmations. But I'm so excited about what I'm about to talk about next, because it's happening as soon as we hang up, as soon as we end this call today. So pretty much this will be the last day that the Coach Lalisa call will go all the way to 8 o'clock. But we're, because we have another call that we are instituting today, you are going to get an opportunity to watch something from scratch. Say scratch, scratch, and you're going to watch and see what's, how it's going to transform. So it's either going to be a super success or it's going to be a bust. You, there's always that option. But you'll never know if you don't try. If you never step out on faith, you'll never know that you can walk on water. Absolutely. You cannot do it. You will not. You won't be able to sit in the boat and wonder and say, ooh, I wonder, can I walk on water? Wow, I wonder if, you know, that water is really walkable. You'll never know until you step out on faith. That's the only way to know. It's not like, you know, somebody else is going to go out there and walk on it and then you're going to be convinced. No, not until you yourself do it. And so it wasn't until I realized that and said, I'm going to step out on faith. We're going to start the Women in Transition program. We launched that. It's going full speed ahead. God is opening up doors that, again, you don't know where these doors are. Don't worry about trying to open them. You don't even know where they're at yet. See, God opens doors, but are you prepared to walk through the door? You don't have to open the door. Remember, that's what James Brown was trying to say years ago. Just opened up the door, I'll get it myself. That was his being. I'm prepared to walk through that door. But when people sit back and don't take the opportunity to prepare themselves for the open door, they're busy trying to find the door. Don't look for the door. Look for preparation. Don't worry about where the door is, because the door might be somewhere you don't even know where it's at. You may open the wrong door, so you don't want to rely on opening the doors for yourself. But what you do want to rely on is preparing yourself for an open door. As soon as you're prepared, God will reveal the door. There's no need of you walking through a door for which you're not prepared for. It's impossible. As a matter of fact, you need to be prepared in order to walk through the door. Part of getting through the door is being prepared. And you know, one of my favorite slogans is that phenomenal preparation brings phenomenal success. For what you are prepared for, that is for which you will be successful at. Now, some people spend their whole lives preparing for something that their heart is not into. And that's what we want to also help people stop doing that. Stop doing that. Stop putting all your valuable time and energy into something for which you are not passionate about. Find your passion and then sink your whole heart in it. Sink your heart, your mind, your soul in it. But, and it may take a while. It may take you 10 years to find your passion or develop your passion, because it may not start out as a passion. Sometimes it'll hit you all of a sudden. It's a passion. But the morning inspiration, the Compass Life Coaching Inspiration Call, is not just for my team of coaches or my team of reps. It's for anyone. And when I got it, you know, I had heard about, my mother did Avon when I was like 7. I remember her in that big blue bag and all the little makeup samples and the lipstick samples that I got. Well, I got beat over those too, because we would go into the bag when she wasn't home and we would take out the little lipstick samples, and we'd take them and smear them all over our faces and all over the house, and I would get beat when she got home. So my mom was in network marketing way back then. Now, you think I didn't realize it? 30 years later, 40, 50, 60 years later, I would be involved in this? No, because had I known, I would have paid more attention. Remember, what we're prepared for, we can walk in. That's why God prepares us to be kingdom children, so that we can walk in the kingdom, living kingdom abundancy, because we're prepared. You know, we have to be tried in the fire. Well, I'm not going to preach. I could, but I won't. We'll do that. We'll save that for another show. Now, what I'm saying is that you want to get on this call, and let me give you the number. It starts at 8 o'clock, 8 o'clock. If I'm not there, just sit there and listen to the awesome music. The number is 213. As a matter of fact, you can start sharing a little bit about yourself with whoever else is on. So, because I'm finishing up this call and I'll be jumping on that call. So you'll have a minute to say who you are and what you're doing and what you're about. Okay, so the call starts at what time? 8 o'clock. It's, and the number. Let me give you the number. Get ready to write this down. 213-339-4600. The number again is 213-339-4600. And the access code is 837-818. And you have to hit the pound sign. The access code is 837-818 and the pound sign. Now, I'm telling you, now, if you want to, now this is a call that is directed at life coaches who have a Compass Network marketing business. And we're there to inspire you. We're there to motivate you. These are women that are, well, I only have women on my team as of today, but who knows what will happen by the end of the day. But you can, as a man, you can also be on the team. I still have one of the staffing agencies out of New York calling me up, inviting me to do a vendor table at their thing. And up until today, I was thinking, no, yes, I'm going to do it. Are you kidding? I'm there. I'll be calling. I can't wait to find that email and call that lady back up and say, yes, I'm there. Hello. This is my business. So I've added onto my Facebook page where you can put your businesses. So now I have Performance Strategies Unlimited, and I have Compass as a listed as a business. So, and we're about to take this thing to a whole new level, but we want to, I love inspiring people and motivating and encouraging anyway. And so we are just going to put forth that call. So please, if you want to be inspired for your business, if you have a Compass business, you like to be inspired. If you want to do Compass, certainly, if whoever invites you to the call, you would get back with that person. But for those of you who have members, I'm learning Compass. I've been with Compass since July 31st of 2009. So the company is changing. A lot of things are changing. I'm still here, going on 3 years now. So I'm very excited about that because it's not one of those, you know, fly-by-night companies that sometimes you hear about. Life coaching is going to be around forever. There's nothing bad about coaching. It's not like, you know, some network marketing companies. They're all what they are, so I don't have anything to say about them. All I know is I love Compass, and I loved it even when I wasn't getting a check. So I can't wait. Yeah, and that's when you know something is really good, right? And someone told me that a long time ago, a woman named Miss Candy Dickerson. Some of you may remember her if you're from the New Jersey area, and I'm sure she got around, but she was very well known here. She was like the queen of motivation, and she passed away some years ago, maybe like 4 or 5 years ago. But awesome woman. But she taught me back in 1997 when I met her. She taught me that when you, you know, we were talking about how to find, you know, the right career and the right job or whatever, and she had told us that when you find something that you would love to do so much that you would do it for free, that's it. That's the thing to go at. Make that your career. Find a way to make that a business, and you're wealthy. And I thought, boy, you know, is it for me? I began to look, is it teaching? You know, is it training? I was looking around, and I knew I loved training more than I loved, you know, doing accountant work or finance. So I knew to go down that track. And so I'm still looking. What's that thing that you love? Yeah, you like counseling, but I don't want to be necessarily a psychologist and sitting down with, you know, or a psychoanalyst or something like that. No, not really. But boy, oh boy, oh boy, when I tapped into the personal development genre, wow, that put me over the top. That did it. Now I'm hook, line, and sinker. Hook, line, and sinker with this Compass thing. And Compass just allows me to do my own coaching and their coaching all mixed together and get paid to do it. I don't think it's, I mean, hey, I'm sure there's things that are better. But, you know, that's the beauty of that. That's what we do when we go to work. We go to work so that we can do something that we love. Now, here's something that I love doing, absolutely, would do it for free. Would do it even if I didn't get paid. So now to understand it from a business standpoint, because, yes, the mortgage still has to get paid. I do have a wonderful car. I love my car, but it's time to get a new car. I bought that car in 2004. It's now 6 years old, so it's time to get an upgrade, right? So, you know, these things cost money. I don't know of any car. I haven't met the car lot yet that I can walk into or drive to, and, you know, they give me a car, unless I have a winning lottery ticket or something. But it takes money. So we have to earn an income. Everybody understands that. So I'm just excited. It's going to be a great week. I'm looking for great things. I hope you're looking for great things. I hope you feel motivated. I hope you feel motivated to at least come out to the Life Makeover Party. Start there. If you can, come to the Life Makeover Party this Tuesday, where at the Marriott Courtyard, right there on Route 1 and 9 South in Newark, New Jersey. Newark, New Jersey, we will be there doing a Life Makeover Party. We will be there tomorrow. Ah, tomorrow, wow. It's almost here. I'm excited. And when you come, we will give you information about other Life Makeover Parties. for some of you, you will go to the Life Makeover Party on once a month on Thursdays out in West Orange at the Wilshire Grand Hotel. Awesome, beautiful hotel. I'm telling you, it was awesome. And we were there for our training, quarterly training, and Life Makeover Party. It was a combination. It was a Life Makeover Party and training for the Compass reps and the Compass coaches. Awesome, 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 awesome. I just have to thank so many wonderful people like, you know, Cassandra and, oh, my gosh, the National Director of Sales. Oh, my goodness, Miss British Hill. And she's a sweetheart. Wow. But you know what? I mean, if you're living like that, you know, you should be a sweetheart, right? You don't want to get to that level and not be nice and sweet. But she's probably been like that her whole life. Adorable, sweet, nice Cassandra, all the women that I met, oh, my God. But I knew that it was like a dream for me to go to be, I've always dreamed of being in a room where you have all these powerful, positive women who are coaches and who, you know, their whole desire and dream is to help. It's like church, really, because, you know, that's what church is like. When you go to church, you know, everybody there is ready to give you a word of prayer or a word of encouragement. So it's fun, fun, fun. Well, that's what it's like with the coaching. Everyone there wants to empower you and motivate you and help support you in your goals and dreams. Wow, I knew it would be that way. So now, you know, of course, I can't wait. And Kiva, the national conference was in right there in your city, right there in Tennessee. I can't believe, right there in Nashville, Kiva. And I missed it, and I can't believe it. I could have killed two birds with one stone. I could have come there for the conference, not see you all at the same time. But I don't know where it's going to be next year. I'm going to find out. But I'm making plans now. Just letting you know, putting you on notice, we're going full-fledged Compass. So in just a few minutes, we're off the air, 8 o'clock. We're calling into the number. Don't forget, I gave you the number. For those of you who are in the Compass coaching business, if you want to be inspired, call in 213-339-4600. Access code 837-818-POUND. Well, that's all we have time for. We'll see you back here tomorrow with Mr. Terry Benjamin. Connect with us on Facebook or connect with us right here on Blog Talk Radio. It's been great. It's been real. And you got to keep moving on up.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget, to invite a friend. Share the knowledge, share the love, share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coastal Lisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lil Lisa J. Williams.